This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. While visiting his favorite bar, Cheers, Mr. Norm Peterson was quoted saying, "Well, I never met a beer I didn't drink." No matter the size of the company, all of them use grains to produce their products, and while doing so, produce byproducts. Wet brewer's grains, or WBGs, from large breweries have been used in livestock feed for years. The protein, fiber, and energy concentration of WBGs make them a suitable supplement in both ruminant and non-ruminant diets. Little is known about the WBGs from microbreweries, which can be normally acquired at a reduced or no cost. A study looked at 26 WBG samples taken from just one microbrewery. The WBG replaced 7.2% of the corn silage, and dried distiller's grain in a finishing ration for the study. The researchers found that these small amounts of WBGs added in the diet of finishing calves can support the desired growth and performance. But there are a few concerns. The moisture content can cause a storage issue. The variation in nutrient composition could cause an issue, so it's suggested to consistently test the WBGs. If you need help getting a sample analyzed or nutritional information, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.